You're fucking it racist. Up.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the White Power Hour.
Once you go black, you go running back.
Now, here are them good old boys, Ricky.
Do you like Asians?
Ew.
And Gray and Wizard Julian.
Why does every time somebody describes themselves as a black male, it sounds like a crime to me? Once you go black, you dial 911 to get your wallet back. Wake up, America. If you vote for anybody on the left in the 2010 elections, we will lose America.
I don't care what they say. Them boys ain't queer.
Why's it gotta be black?
You know why.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
This is Julian.
And this is Ricky. Today is Sunday, August 8th.
2010.
You are listening to episode 308.
Thank you for joining us here live on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes, thank you.
Storms are threatening in the background.
I hear them. Power might go out.
Stop it, storm.
Stop it, storm. Which we need to talk about that too.
Yeah. So, how much do we love big packages?
I love a big package.
And it just so happens Wednesday? Thursday, Tuesday, I don't know, one of these fucking days this week, we had a big package delivered on our front door.
Yes, and it was full of awesome stuff that I really am not supposed to eat.
With wonderful goodies. Exclusive. Sent from Haunt Cub.
Yes, it was
and
awesome.
And his other half, Ron. And we want to give a very, very,
very big,
thank you. So much for that. That was very, very thoughtful of them. And
in there, they had some stuff, I guess, that's regional to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I had those items when I lived in Virginia, so maybe it's like a northeastern thing or something.
Okay.
But they gave us some Tasty Cakes stuff, like cupcakes and peanut butter cake things.
Mm-hmm.
There was Utz potato chips in there.
Which I'd never seen before.
Yeah, those are good. Then
some saltwater taffy,
which is really good. The chocolate ones are good,
and
that'll be the last time you hear me say that.
those sourdough
Hanover
pretzel
sourdough pretzels,
things, yeah.
And was that it? I don't know. It was all good. It was in a big ass box, and I can't believe it cost that much to send that to us.
I know.
I was like, oh my god.
But it was so nice and thoughtful of them to do that, and we really appreciate it.
And it really came in handy on Friday when I was hanging out with my friend Samantha.
And you know what? We didn't beg for it.
Yeah, we did not beg for that.
Unlike what that review would have you think, but right. We didn't beg for it.
So, whatever. Right. But it was awesome. And I loved it. I'm sorry, the storm is getting closer. But I want to play the Stop It Storm
thing. It's a gathering storm.
It's a gathering storm. I want to play this because there might be some people who have never heard it.
Okay.
But the reason we're playing this is because...
Oh, God. Not said he is so sending me a 15-inch black rubber cock.
Do it. Do it. last week, they overturned the Prop 8 law or whatever in California. So what we're getting ready to play was played a lot before the people even voted because it was making fun of, like,
The people
Republicans
who got
like crazy.
That crap on the ballot.
Right. So we're going to play it. It's called, and you can find it at funnyordie.com. It's called A Gathering Storm, and it has a bunch of famous people in it. Well, I wouldn't say famous. A lot of gay people are in it.
Well, there's quite a few famous people.
Alicia Silverstone.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Bass
is in there. The guy from Star Trek who's a big homo.
Oh, right. So here we go. We're going to play this.
There's a storm gathering.
That's why there are these clouds behind me. They represent a storm that's gathering.
And it's gathering fast. And I am afraid. Because I have a fear of storms.
I'm also afraid.
And I am afraid. Wait, did someone say that? Oh, he did. My bad.
Some who advocate for same-sex marriage take the issue far beyond same-sex marriage.
Like, really far.
They're trying to force the issue into my life, and it's just stupid.
The storm is getting worser and worser.
Stop it, storm.
Stop it, storm.
Stop it, storm.
I'm a California doctor who must choose between my faith and my job, because doctors hate gay marriage.
I'm a Massachusetts mother
helplessly standing by as the schools teach my children that gay marriage is okay. I also have an issue with their hot lunch program.
I'm a Connecticut weatherman.
I love
And there's
this.
A cold front coming in, and it's gay people, okay? They're here, and we are here, the not gay people, okay? They are trying to get us. Be careful, and wind chill will definitely be a factor, so bundle up.
The storm is getting bigger. This storm is being caused by gay marriage.
That's what's up there. Married gay people. And they're doing all this.
Soon, gay people will start falling out of the sky.
Onto our homes.
Onto our churches.
And onto our families.
A downpour of gay people threatening the way we live.
And this gay rain army won't stop.
They'll come at us, marching.
Not marching, more like a dance. They'll dance at us.
And it'll be choreographed. It'll be good.
But they won't stop until all of us and our children are gay married.
I'm so angry!
The storm is coming.
But we have hope. People of every creed, race, and color are coming together to build a giant umbrella of faith, morality, and righteousness that will protect us from this gay rain army. And that's not just a metaphor. We're actually building an umbrella. So if you want to protect marriage, and if you have any experience building a giant umbrella, join us at www.giantgayrepellentumbrella.com.
Paid for by God and doctors.
I'm so angry.
You guys should really check it out because it's funny just the way they're talking and everything. It's pretty good.
Well, you can also to watch the original video that it basically makes fun of and it puts it kind of in perspective. But
Well, we're happy to hear that for all of our California friends that are out there wanting to get married.
Well, hopefully that will end up in the Supreme Court and will overturn all these other idiotic shit in each state.
Not that I don't ever see myself getting married. I don't know if I ever will.
Well, it's not the not the fact of whether or not you will get married. It's the fact that you should be able to have the opportunity to get married if you'd like to.
Mm-hmm. Which some of my friends were like, well, fuck it. If you're crazy enough to get married, do it, brother.
Right. Next thing you know, they'll be passing out condoms to kindergartens and teaching sex education in the schools.
I am so glad you're here today, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'd like to remind everybody, coming up in November will be the premiere of Sarah Palin's America on TLC. So everybody be watching and set your VRCs for that.
Is it America or Alaska?
I thought it was Sarah Palin's America, but you know, I'm not really.
Alaska is America.
Alaska is a representative of all of America.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, whatever.
So what goes on in the show? What exactly are you doing?
Mainly we like to shoot at things.
From helicopters?
Well, sometimes, yeah. And other times, we'll get in our Jeep and shoot at them from there. And also on our snowmobile and shoot at things from there.
I heard this week that Levi may have gotten someone else pregnant. And maybe Levi and Bristol are broken.
Yeah, no. I told Bristol to go find herself a different man. Because, you know, Levi is...
Just bad news.
Poor Levi. He's a bad apple, I tell you what.
I thought you didn't have bad apples up in Alaska.
We do, but they're all frozen.
Oh, okay. Well, is there anything else you would like to share with us before you head back to Alaska today?
I would not.
Did you bring these storms here? Did you bring the gay rain army?
I did not, but, you know, I don't really know a gay, but I'm all supportive of them.
Your husband's pretty friendly. Todd?
Todd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love Todd.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to know about Todd?
How big is his dick?
Oh, no, I'm not discussing that.
Oh, too soon?
No, that's private between me and him, you know.
Oh, okay. Well.
But just imagine, because we have like 16 children.
Mm-hmm. It works.
It works pretty good.
Alrighty, Sarah. Well, it was good to see you.
Thanks, you. ginger beer.
She didn't thank you.
Well, you know, she doesn't love She's me. She doesn't love me as much.
You're
as
not white enough.
Well.
Oh, Lord.
I think it's pouring outside now.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. can you guys hear the rain outside? The gay rain army?
The gay rain army.
Oh, what else do we got to talk about?
I don't know. I apologize to all you people that this show is a shitstorm.
You know what? We have a contest going on. We're going to discuss it right now.
We do?
Yeah, we're going to make it up right now.
Okay.
Remember the shirt that I got from...
Joe?
No. The shirt that I got... while I was in up in Chicago, I ordered it from. What's the name of it?
I'm glad you came.
You know, the one that's too small, and I reordered it, and it's still the same size.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to give that away, but I also want to give this away because I'm not going to ever use it again.
Okay.
If you have a 3G or a 3GS, I have a cover art that you'd put on actually on the back of the phone. By jealouskins.com. They're pretty cool. Okay. I ordered all my stuff. That's where I got the sticker for the back of my computer, the sticker for your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, if you want to use that, you can.
Oh, no, it's kind of all scratched up.
Yeah, but you can see through it.
Icky.
Fuck it.
You. What the hell are you doing? No! No, you will not take your shirt off in here. No.
It's by Threadless. Oh, my God. I could not remember the name. Anyway, it's a really cool shirt. I got two of them. One of them I'm going to keep because when I get smaller, I can wear it. But the other one, I was telling Julian, I wanted to give it away as a prize. So we need to come up with a contest for that and this.
Okay.
So what are we going to do?
Let's
or should
see.
We just give the idea and then we'll talk about it later and give it next week?
We can do that. Okay. That way we'll have time to brainstorm.
So you know the prizes, and I'll take a picture. No, this is going to be a surprise.
But I tell you what, anybody that can get rid of that one-star review and or find out who the asshole is.
Mm-hmm. That would be nice.
However, by any means necessary, then you'll get the prize.
Veritable Virgo, I'm sorry the HTC Evo 4G is not the iPhone killer. One reason, because my friend Cassie dropped hers from a foot on the floor, and it fell down, and it smashed the whole screen in.
And number two, just because it says, or it is 4G, it's a different, totally different technology than AT&T's 3G service.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, that does not mean it's faster than
because
3G.
Honestly, I can't name a lot of people that are on Sprint service down here that I know of.
No, except... You know, I don't know.
The people that were on Nextel that had that
the rednecks like that shit.
They do. Because it sounds like a walkie talkie. That was nasty. All right, you want to do some phone calls?
We're kind of a little early there.
Oh, we got something else to talk about?
I do have one thing to talk about.
Okay.
Something that happened to me this week.
Oh, what happened?
See, I'll start this off by saying this past week was god-awful for me.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that could go to shit mainly did go to shit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, on my way to Tampa Wednesday to see Connor,
bum, 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 bum.
I was pulled over by Florida Highway Patrol and issued a $241 speeding ticket. As the thunder booms in the background, yes.
Oh, that's sucky.
So, and to answer the how fast question, that was 82 miles an hour in a 65 mile per hour zone.
But tell them why you were speeding.
No, the cop was not hot. The cop was a prick.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing he told me after he had me sign the ticket was, I hope the rest of your evening goes better.
Ugh. And Julian can't take the classes anymore because he already took it five times.
Yeah, you're allowed to go to or take a defensive driving course 5 times in your lifetime in the state of Florida. And I used them all up when I was much, much younger. So.
And also, Veritable Virgo, the death grip does not happen on my phone. I don't know what that's about. I think it's maybe on certain phones, but it doesn't happen on my phone. So I don't know what the deal is with that. But
you know, back to my story.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just reading that.
How dare you interrupt my story? No, I did not do the cop. He was an asshole. He was ugly. Not that I would have done him anyway if he was attractive. But no, I was pretty much pissed the rest of the evening.
I don't...
And the only people who take public transportation in at least this part of the world, in my little world here, are losers and senior citizens. Yeah.
Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh, when I got pulled over in St. Augustine, it was my first year down here, and I was coming back from visiting. This police officer pulled me over. Oh, he was fine as shit. And he was like, oh, he was like right here, and his package was like, bam. So when I like looked out the window, I was like,
"You were face to face with the large package." Oh, I
was face to face with the large package, and he was so hot. I just wish he would have said, "I won't give you this ticket if you blow me." Okay, but it didn't happen. I got a big speeding ticket.
Yeah, well,
I was going 80 in a 55.
Fuck. Fuck that asshole.
But I got to take the class, and I didn't have to pay for it.
Well, that pretty much pisses away my iPhone 4 fund. So,
womp womp.
Yeah, looks like I'll be
3G in it up for a while.
3G in it for a while. Oh well.
Yeah, I don't speed, so
your car can't speed.
Yes, it can.
Ugh. Only if it's in a 35 mile per hour zone.
I've had my car up to 95 on I-4. I didn't go faster than that because I'm scared.
Was it shaking and going?
No. It was doing pretty good, but I didn't want to go any higher because it scares me. I don't like going fast in cars.
That made my head hurt.
Julian took off in his car one time, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack. It was like squealing everywhere, and I was like, fuck. But,
yeah, so that sucks. That was,
how dare you, Julian?
That pretty much put the icing on the cake of my week.
So. Right. There is a person in this room that I think may have donated money to our PayPal account. So if you did that, can you email me and let me know if that's supposed to be for a gift for Julian or what? Because I don't want to keep that from Julian if it's supposed to be for him.
But yeah, because so, that can go to my pay my goddamn ticket fund.
So just make sure that you email us and let us know. And then if you would like for us to tell everyone what you donated or whatever, you can let us know. Alrighty. So, and I want to thank Q Sledge for sending me my Coke reward points, which is awesome. okay. Well, you just answered the question.
Okay. Yay!
So I have to figure out how to put it into
the money.
How to put the money into your slot.
Well, you can do it the same way you put the rent money in my slot. So.
And that's electronically.
Exactly.
We don't ever touch, not even when we're giving money to each other.
You almost said swapping money.
I know. Ew. Oh, you're all right, girl? You going to pass out?
Yes.
Oh. Did your big girl laugh come out? All right, can we do some phone calls now?
Yes.
Okay. Did we? Oh, I haven't played the song yet.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206 984 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Brought to you by Jelliskins. Protection with style, not bulk.
Yay! Oh my goodness, I just realized who Miss Mary C. was.
Who? Who is it?
She is the younger sister of my friend Richard, the one that lives in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, Mary.
All right, here we go. First phone call. Let's turn this down for a second. There we go.
Ginger Bear, I am getting...
That's old.
Because, as we all know, Ricky's mama is in Scotland this week.
Right. Edinburgh.
Whatever.
Hi, Ricky, Julian. My name is Ian from California, and I just want to share some a Ricky similar sighting. I was in Las Vegas the past weekend, and I was in Monte Carlo Lazy River, fooling around, and I ran into this fine-looking guy who looked like a Latino version of Ricky. You know, because Ricky's been posting his lovely picture on Facebook for his 365 days, and I've been looking at him, and I saw a black hair version of him, and he was fine, good looking. I just can't help it, so I went up to him and we started talking, and he was just so fun. And I was thinking, oh my god, I was just thinking to myself, oh my god, he is Ricky's, he is Ricky's, you know, twin brother. A black hair version of it. Oh, I didn't want to tell you. And sorry, I never make it to the live show or talk on the thing. But anyway, bye. Thank you.
I love anybody to call and leave us a voicemail.
Uh-huh.
But I would just ask all of our listeners, please don't do drugs before you call in.
Right. I think maybe she was still in Las Vegas drinking.
She was high.
Wow, I wonder what a black-haired version of me would look like, or a Latino version. Obviously hot, but you can't what? See me with black hair?
Wait, at first you'd have to have hair.
Oh. Womp, womp. How dare you, Mr. Oh, my hair's grown 4/16,000ths of an inch. I have to go get my hair cut.
Well, I can't be looking like a hippie now, can
I? Yeah. Whatever. I can never tell when Julian's hair is cut. I was like, where you been? He goes, I want to go get my hair cut. And I was like, oh, it looks the same.
Well, everybody else can tell. You're oblivious.
I honestly don't pay attention to stuff. I'm so bad about that.
You don't have to tell me that. I'm well aware that you space out.
Mm-hmm. Really bad.
Do we have another call? We do have another call.
Yes. It's from Hat M.
Close your legs.
Close your legs. Oh, we have another one besides that, too.
Well, I'm sure this dead air is enthralling to our listeners.
Right. I'm sorry.
Hey, Full Monkeys. It's Hatem again. Sorry I didn't call last week. We had to prepare the bunkers for your mama's arrival. Well, now it stinks down here, too. I hear Ricky has problem chasing because of his lack of hair. Keep on begging for money because you will need it for the hair implants. And you need a lot of money because the body is still large. Because you know what they say, if you don't get the hair, you won't get any bear. So bye and hi to Martin. And thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
He sounds so cute. I swear he does. I would never get hair plugs. I could not do that. You know, that's very dangerous. You could get infections and stuff.
I used to work with a guy, and this was years ago at a previous job, but he had obviously gotten his hair implants at the very beginning of the technology because it literally looked like a sewing machine went across his forehead.
Oh my God.
You could see the evenly spaced all the way across his forehead. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was bad. He would have been better off leaving it.
I heard it's really painful, too.
Oh, I wouldn't know. And I don't need to know, because
I don't.
This hair on my head, I'm pretty much going to have it till I die.
Oh, I hate you. hair transplant to Ricky's head from Julian's ass.
Just wait, Ricky. Or just think, Ricky. The hair on your back and on your ears, you'll have till you die.
I don't have hair in my ears, you nasty bitch. You do. You have hair in your ears.
No, I don't, because I pluck it.
Ugh. You pluck them out of your ear?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
It doesn't hurt?
It's kind of like, I guess people that pluck their eyebrows say you kind of get immune to it after a while, but so I'm immune.
Don't they have little shaver things you can put in your hair?
They do, but it doesn't get close enough.
Oh. And we know that Joan has to have it right down to the surface.
Yeah, that's like the beginning of the movie when she scrubs her face down with super, super, super hot
water
and then shoves her face in a bowl of ice.
Oh, God, that movie.
Oh, Helga, I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the dirt.
Everybody needs to see that movie, so when we quote stuff from these movies, they get it.
Exactly.
I'll quote it from people at work, and they're like, what?
Everybody's assignment for this week, if you have not seen the movie, Mommy Dearest, you will go out and watch it.
You will go out and watch it.
Mommy Dearest.
Okay, we have one more phone call. It's from Andrea in Portland.
Oh, cool.
Hey, Ricky and Julian, this is Andrea from Portland, and I have yet to give you guys a call, but I'm on your website right now, and I saw your number, so I am calling you now. I totally love your show, and I love the banter that goes on between you two, and I just love hearing what's going on, and it's awesome, and you guys make my day, and I'm just glad to have you both out there just doing something like this. So keep it up. I think it's awesome. And I'll just keep listening. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye.
She knows class.
Exactly.
Thank you, Andrea. Or yes. Andrea.
Thank you.
That makes us feel really good. My face is like, like the Cheshire Cat smile. I shall illegally download it the first opportunity. Well, go ahead. We have like 5 copies of that movie.
I know. You have one. I have two. So. Uh-huh.
And then the other one Drew has. The one that you watch, is that one mine or is that the one that
it's yours? Oh, okay. Since it was already
open. Yeah.
The Hollywood royalty version.
What's different? I haven't actually watched that one version. Is there anything different in the movie or is it just at screenshots and stuff?
Mary, really? Mommy Dearest. Write it down. She said, already forgot the name of the movie.
It was Faye Dunaway's last movie ever.
Mainly because of that movie.
Right. I wonder if it's because the movie sucked so bad or they think she should have not portrayed her.
It was, I think, because it was so overacted and so campy that...
But she looked like her. Oh, my God. She looked so much like her.
It was kind of scary.
Oh. And if you see pictures of her, she's scary looking. With those arched eyebrows all the way up to her, like...
I know. Her hairline.
Scaresies.
All right. We're at 4:01 p.m.
Oh, shit. We're over.
We are over.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685. Or call or text 863-666-0377.
You can send us an email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
You can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. And don't forget Julian's 28th birthday coming up on August 31st.
So check out my Amazon wish list on foulmonkeys.com.
And you can send him cards and stuff at P.O. Box 725.
Exactly. You can also join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and on Facebook by searching for Ricky Burton.
And yes, Mary, we did say 28th birthday. Hush.
Hush.
I want to thank all of you for coming out.
Yes, joining thank you us very this much. Evening. And thank you to Jay and Ron for our gift. We really liked
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. That
was awesome.
Incredibly sweet of them.
And I guess I'll get episode 306 out today, this afternoon.
Okay.
307 from the first part will come out on Tuesday night, probably. And then 308 will come out probably Thursday night. I'll try to get it caught up. I'm sorry, people. I got busy.
You're slacking.
I'm slacking.
You're slacking.
Well, it is a free service, and it's because actually what happens is I brag so much about weight loss and beg for so much money that I have no other time to do anything else.
I see that, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, priorities, people.
I know.
Alrighty. Lakeland, Florida, 33802 for the post office box.
Yeah, apparently the second time you said the post office box number, you didn't finish.
P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
And by God, you know they weren't going to let you live that one down.
And you can also visit it at the website, too, if you go there. Oh, and also just my 365-day project. I'm posting that on the Foul Monkeys blog. So if you want to see those pictures, I'm also including like a small journal entry kind of thing in there, too. So.
Oh.
Okay. I didn't do day 26 and today's day 27, so I'm going to put those together.
How dare you?
So, okay, people, I guess we're out of here.
Thanks for coming out. We love
Thank you for coming.
Love you long time. This is Julian.
And this is Ricky.
Peace.
Bye.